Police say more than 100 protesters blocked a Hong Kong government building for a couple of hours Monday, a relatively small event compared to the recent past. Dozens of demonstrators flocked to the Revenue Tower in the neighborhood of Wan Chai, a couple of stops on the MTR rail system from Central, which is where the Legislative Council meets. That's where huge street protests peaked a little more than a week ago. Organizers say about 2 million people took part on June 16th. That's about a quarter of Hong Kong's population. The heart of the dispute is a proposed extradition treaty that would allow Hong Kong residents to be taken out of the city to face criminal charges, including potentially to mainland China. The bill's hearing has been postponed, but it hasn't been withdrawn. Hong Kong's government is currently keeping a low profile, with leader Carrie Lam canceling today's weekly cabinet meeting. Organizers are calling for a silent march in the city's business district on Wednesday, moving past consulates of the Group of 20 Nations, an organization that meets later this week in Japan. China is already warning the topic will not come up in the official sessions of the G20. An official of China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Monday, "We will not allow Hong Kong issues to be discussed at the G20 summit," adding, "Hong Kong affairs are Chinese domestic affairs. Any foreign force has no right to interfere in this." With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.